round pick.
I'm not going to get him.
Well, I know, but is there any motivation, kind of just, you know, both of you in the first round?
Nah, I don't compete against other guys. Compete against the defense, but, you know, me and Josh Dawson, you know, we're close friends. We got the same trainer, and he's been doing well, so looking forward to seeing him, you know, continue to make plays.
Do you keep in contact with him? Or?
Nah, I mean, we're social media, but, yeah. I mean, I knew him coming out, kind of went around that with camps and stuff, and just knowing from that.
Yeah. What's been your impression of the Redskins defense?
They're really good. You know, great secondary, great pass rushers on the edge. You know, receivers, you got to have a big game, and you got to get the running game going early, and we should be fine.
When you see a guy like Josh Norman on the other side, does that motivate you, kind of going against a guy who you know is going to get a lot of attention?
Every game is motivation. Every game is, you know, it's fun to go out there and compete. He's a great competitor. It's going to be a great challenge for us this week. We're not focused on him. We're kind of focused on, you know, winning the game and, you know, taking it for what it is.
Hey, Laquan, what's it like to have the people's champ back? And Teddy?
You know, it's great to see Teddy in the huddle, you know. He came back so fast. You know, it was like a blink of an eye, and he's out there throwing the ball around. He looks great. All the receivers is clicking with him, and you know, it's just good to have him back. That presence and that charisma that he carries himself with.
You went through obviously a very serious injury too, so that probably you maybe understand a little bit. You know, yeah, what he went through, just with what you went through.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all the guys that made it to this level actually went through something like that at one point in their career. So we all know what it's like. We all know that, you know, we have to overcome adversity in this league, and you know that's probably what the league is 90% built of, guys that overcame adversity and just kept fighting and, you know, continue to chase that dream.
What kind of things you have to do offensively to come out fast after being off for so long with the incident?
Just execute, you know, do what we do best and just make plays. And as long as we make plays early on, then we'll be fine. And, you know, they're a fast starting team, so we just got to make sure we just got to make sure we come out and execute at a high level early and often.
I know Zimmer kind of preaches, let's not, you know, have the week after the bye week like we've had in the past.
Yeah.
What can you guys do mentally other than a physical fast start? Is it just on your P's and Q's? I mean, how can you really, you know, you haven't played the game yet, so how can you change how you look at it, you know?
Well, from my perspective, last year I got out of here after the bye week, you know, took a break, but this year I stayed here and I've seen a lot of other guys staying here. So I think that's the difference from this year and last year. A lot of guys stayed around and they really hit the road, you know, and just kind of watch more film and just recover more. And we did other things to, you know, get themselves ready for Sunday.
Zimmer said that he thinks sometimes you work too hard.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever take that to heart and say maybe I need to back off?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like my coaches know the best. And, they always tell you what's right and the truth, and that's what they always told me. So when they told me that, and I took it for what it was, and I stopped, and I actually feel better, and I'm playing better and moving better and a better mood, you know, coming to work. You know, I'm probably tired from the day before, but, you know, I took it for what it was, and it's helped me a lot. You know, I put more time instead of working out into the fam, and it's been helping me.
So more mental, but less physical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What types of physical stuff do you not do? Which are you not?
Weights.
What things? Weights. Not
weights.
As much weights.
Just weights and catching and everything. You know, just to make myself better. You know, I'm ready. I'm there, and I just gotta, you know, rest more.
Is there a certain time period less you're doing per week or something of those things that you're doing?
Nah, I was just at it, man. Okay. I just stayed at it every day, and you know, they said I'm overworking, so I just kind of cut back on that and just start putting more time into the fam and getting up here earlier and just doing more recovery stuff and doing better things to take care of my body.
Is that just the opposite of what you thought the NFL may have been to begin with?
I definitely did. Like when I first came in, all these Giants and super freaks on the team, and I'm just like, man, I got to work. So it's complete opposite, though. Everybody here do a great job of taking care of their body, and that's what I learned, you know, the difference from college and now. Like, you know, the recovery is more than the work, you know. So that's the biggest thing at this level.
Do you feel like that was something that you needed to go through to get to where you want to go?
Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that, you know. I'd rather learn now than later on in my career, and then it's too late. And, you know, a lot of guys, younger guys, we don't really tend to take care of our bodies because we feel like we can just go and go and go. And, you know, I'm glad I learned it early. And it was last year was a learning experience for me, for sure.
How'd you feel about the first half of your season?
It was all right.
I mean, is that enough catches for you, 12? You need more or what?
Of course. It was all right. You know, I know I can do a lot more, and I pride myself on doing a lot more and blocking more and just doing more to help the team win. So, great. I know I can do better, a lot better. And I'm looking forward to the second half. What do you like about